everyone. Well, welcome to Stutter Talk, changing how you think about stuttering one podcast at a time. This is episode 354, if you can believe it, for July 21st, 2012. We're recording today at 3:30 Eastern Time, which is 1:30 p.m. Colorado time. And the reason that's important is because unfortunately, we're following a story of a shooting in Colorado, which has taken the lives of 12 people who were attending a movie. And we're going to talk just a little bit about that today. I'd like to welcome to the show for the first time, Miss Keisha Folks. I hope I got your name right, Keisha.
That's correct.
Would it be okay with you if I called you Keisha and you called me Peter?
Absolutely.
Great. Keisha Folks is from Long Island, New York, and with her son Kyle, 10 years old, is attending the 15th Annual Convention of Friends, the National Association of Young People Who Stutter. And Keisha, if I understand correctly, this is your first Friends Convention?
Yes, it is.
So I have a lot of stuttering questions I want to talk to you about, but if it's okay with you, as I mentioned at the top of the show, unfortunately, yesterday there was a shooting in Colorado, in nearby Aurora, Colorado, which the gunman killed 12 people attending a Batman movie. And there was more than 60 people wounded, and one of the people who was wounded is attending the Friends Convention. Can you let the listeners know today what's the feeling right now at the Friends Convention? Is it feeling better that this young man pulled through surgery and is back at the convention? How do people feel today?
I would say that we went out yesterday for a little tour into downtown Boulder, and when we returned, the gentleman was actually in the lobby and had greeted us. And just to see how elated all of the kids were, as well as the parents, to see him standing there waiting to greet them as they returned from their outing, it was really comforting. And you know, as a parent, you know, I would never know what to do or how to feel under those circumstances. But I think for the parents and for all of the adults that were present, you know, it tugged at everyone's hearts, and, you know, it gave us the opportunity to speak with our children. Today, when we began the convention, the parents of the young man spoke, and again, it tugged on everyone's hearts. You know, we're all just very happy. They got a standing ovation, you know, for even sharing in that moment with us. And one of the things that they said was how much they feel as though Friends is their family, and how they mentioned they wanted to get back home, not home to their home state, but home to the convention and to the organization. So, you know, I think that optimistically he will, and everyone will just be okay at the fact of knowing that he's okay and that they're all okay.
Mm-hmm. And the young man we're discussing is 18-year-old Gage Hankins, who I believe is going to come on Stutter Talk later today or tomorrow, because the stuttering community is really rooting for him and is so happy that he pulled through. And it is, of course, bittersweet because of the 12 lives, the 12 souls that were lost. And our thoughts are with the families. Are people today able to talk about stuttering, to focus on the workshops, to talk about, you know, how they feel about stuttering, how they deal with stuttering?
Absolutely. It's been encouraged by Peter's parents, actually, to continue to talk. So it hasn't hindered, you know, that process of what the convention is all about. And I think everyone has continued to keep the cause of the convention alive.
You said Peter's parents. Did you mean Gage?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes,
that's okay.
Yeah.
Sure. So, if it's all right with you, I'd really like to ask you some questions about why you're at Friends. So, let me ask you just that. You have a 10-year-old son, Kyle, who stutters. Why did you choose to attend the Friends Convention?
Well, I wanted to attend last year, and we didn't. But I felt that this year specifically would be a great time to attend because Kyle has just graduated from elementary school and he will be attending middle school. And though he's a very confident young man and the fact that he stutters, I just know that life and people can be cruel to people that stand out in any capacity that's different. And I just wanted for him to be armed with even more techniques and strategies and to kind of defend himself against the cruelty of individuals.
And let's just let the listeners know that the Friends Convention is Friends, the National Association of Young People Who Stutter, which is a wonderful organization for children and teens who stutter, for their parents, families, for speech language pathologists, and more for adults who stutter as well. As a first-time parent attending Friends, how's your experience been?
It's been fabulous. You know, it's been enlightening and enriching, and you know, from a parental point of view, my son is extremely happy. As you would think that this was his 15th convention because he jumped right in, and you know, he's just a part of the Friends family as well as myself. So I'm very happy with everything that I've seen and that I've heard. I'm walking away thus far with much to think about and to consider for his future, as well as, I guess, in today, in this moment right here, knowing that what I came in with, that I feel empowered as a parent as well. So
let me share with you a good memory from a Friends convention, and then I'm going to ask you to share one. I've run some workshops for Friends over the years, and I just have so many memories, and it's one memory, but it's many memories of working with children and teens, and their parents are in their own workshops. And when the parents come to pick up the children to go to lunch, to go to dinner, and they walk in and their kids are happy and playing with other kids or talking with other children or interacting with adults at the conference, the parents are just so happy and beaming, and you do get that safe family feeling. I just love that memory. What's a good moment you've had at Friends?
There's been so many, but I guess the biggest one is just seeing Kyle is the type of kid under normal circumstances that he'll walk up to another child and introduce himself and start talking and having a conversation, and stuttering is always the last thing on his mind. Unfortunately, when you meet people, sometimes stuttering might be the first thing on their mind when they hear him speak. In this setting, it's just wonderful to know that he's not being judged or ridiculed or questioned, and he's just able to be himself. That within itself is just worth gold. I can't even express it any better than that, than to say that it really warms my heart to see him being embraced and welcomed throughout the convention from any and everyone. So he doesn't have that, you know, that situation that he would typically have to deal with outside of this type of setting.
This is Stutter Talk. I'm Peter Wright, speaking with Keisha, folks, a mother of Kyle, who's 10 years old, and they're attending Friends, the National Association of Young People Who Stutter's annual conference in Denver, Colorado. Have you asked Kyle what he's enjoying? Do you get a sense from him? I mean, I know the kids love to just spend time with other kids. Have you noticed, like, one thing he's really grasped onto?
I wouldn't say that we went to dinner last night and we were talking about it, and I asked him, you know, if he was enjoying himself, and of course the answer was yes. And, you know, we talked about some of the things that I've learned, because I try not to push or pull from him. I want for him to know that that door is always open for him to approach and discuss anything in his life. So I just, as a parent, decided that I would open up dialogue with him about what I've learned and what I've seen and what my experience has been, to see if he would reciprocate. And he was, and I guess instead of him reciprocating, he questioned me more about my experience. So he really didn't share much about his experience other than the fact that he's enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. So I don't hear this too much anymore. You used to hear it a lot, but sometimes you would hear a professional or a concerned parent say, I'm really considering attending a self-help convention or conference, but don't they just make stuttering okay? Like, don't kids leave thinking that their stuttering's okay? Well, did you ever have any concerns like that?
Well, because of the type of spirit that Kyle has, unfortunately for me, or fortunately for me, I didn't have those same concerns because he, like I said, he's extremely confident about his stuttering. Stuttering was never our issue. Kyle was involved in a very bad accident at the age of 6 years old where he sustained a traumatic brain injury. And so our focus as a family was always on the other issues that we saw with him. So when stuttering began, it was so minor in our household. It wasn't something that any of us addressed. It wasn't that we ignored it or we pretend like it didn't exist. It just wasn't at the forefront of all of the issues that we saw with him early on. So I guess because of how we dealt with the stuttering, it just made him more comfortable with it. And, the schools, of course, that we're in were very supportive with his stuttering. So, overall, I would say that wouldn't have been my issue or his issue.
So for a parent who's listening who is trying to decide if they should go next year to a friend's workshop or convention, what would you tell them?
Oh, my. What I would share, based on what I've learned, you can never know it all. And, as parents, we're always questioning ourselves and whether we're making the right decisions and doing the right things and helping our kids make the right choices. And it's just nice to be in a community of other people that are going through and feeling the same things and thinking the same things that you are. Through this process, I think one of the biggest things I've learned is though Kyle is okay now and he's comfortable now, like I said, he's going into middle school next year and just, growing through life. And he is at some point, I'm sure, going to approach an individual or a situation that might make an attempt to break that spirit. And it was just nice to hear from other stutterers, adults, children, and hearing from their point of view. I'm not a stutterer, so I don't necessarily understand fully how my 10-year-old child feels because he doesn't necessarily express it to me. So to hear it from another point of view or from another person who actually stutters, that was eye-opening within itself.
You're such an awesome mom. I mean, it's so great. I mean, all the parents who come to Friends are awesome. I just assumed, and I assumed wrongly, that you would say, we went to Friends because things are really, really tough right now with his stuttering, because so often at self-help groups or, I'm a speech pathologist and people come when things are really, really tough at the moment. And what it sounds like you're saying is, well, we really want to make sure he stays on a good course as he matures and gets older. Is that about right?
Absolutely. We're trying to be as proactive as possible.
So let me ask you just one last question before I let you get back to the day's events. Tell us one more highlight of the Friends Convention for you.
I took a lot of notes, and I guess one of the things that someone said, hearing the adults speak, I think is where I realized, like, I started to look in his future, and just hearing like some of the things that the adults experienced. Someone mentioned how a job interview could hold them back if they stuttered in a job interview. Things that I hadn't thought about before that is awakened me to like give it some serious consideration for Kyle's future. I had a young man today I found out where he was discharged from the military as a result of his stuttering. And again, these are just things that I never thought about that much into Kyle's future until this conference. So I'm walking away with being able to arm him and prepare him for all of these types of situations that he may encounter.
That's so great to hear. And Lee Caggiano, the director of Friends, does such a great job of mentoring children who stutter. So there's always, for the young child, there's an older child. Yes, yes. And it's great that they're able to get the adults there to speak, to the teens and younger children. It's It's such a beautiful thing. And Keisha Folks, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your day. Keisha Folks from Long Island attending the Friends Convention with her 10-year-old son, Kyle. I hope someday we're able to get you back on the podcast, Keisha.
Anytime. It was my pleasure.
And Stutter Talk would love to hear from you, the listener. Send us an email, stuttertalk@stuttertalk.com, or leave a comment or question at the Stutter Talk Podcast Facebook page.